The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 6th of March, 2010. It's the 83rd birthday of the most famous living novelist on earth, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, born on this day 1927 in Aracataca, Colombia, a town which became the model for the fictional town Macondo, in which his masterpiece 100 Years of Solitude is set. Marquez, who spent most of his 20s and 30s working as a journalist, lived briefly in New York City, where he was the manager of a news bureau, Prensa Latina, moved to Mexico City, where he got work writing screenplays, which he was good at, and it paid well, but he still wanted to write novels. And one day, driving down a road to Acapulco in his car, heading off on a vacation with his family, out of nowhere, the first sentence of a novel came to him. That sentence in English, many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Aureliano Buendia was to remember that distant afternoon when his father took him to discover ice. It was the first sentence of 100 Years of Solitude, and it was a great epiphany. His biographer Gerald Martin described it, he had realized in a lightning flash of inspiration that instead of a book about his childhood, he should write a book about his memories of his childhood. Instead of a book about reality, it should be a book about the representation of reality. In other words, he should give up realism and employ magical realism. He quit his job writing movies. He adjusted his whole schedule. He used to write at night, but now he got up early, dropped his sons off at school, wrote until they came home in the mid-afternoon. The family used up all their savings. They went into debt. At one point, they owed the landlord 9 months of rent. He let them stay on. They sold their car. They pawned their TV, the refrigerator, the radio, jewelry, and finally finished the book one day in the summer of 1966. He and his wife, Mercedes, went down to the post office to mail the manuscript off to the publisher in Buenos Aires. They didn't have quite enough postage, and so they mailed off most of it, and then she pawned a space heater, a blender, and a hairdryer to get the rest. And Garcia Marquez went back to writing film scripts to earn some money. Gabriel Garcia Marquez won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1982. He said, ultimately, literature is nothing but carpentry. In my case, being a writer is an exceptional achievement because I am very bad at writing. I have had to subject myself to an atrocious discipline in order to finish half a page after 8 hours of work. The biography, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, A Life, by Gerald Martin, came out in this country just last year. Here's a poem for today, some lines from John Dryden's translation of Horace. Happy the man, and happy he alone, he who can call today his own, he who, secure within, can say, tomorrow do thy worst, for I have lived today. Be fair or foul or rain or shine, the joys I have possessed, in spite of fate, are mine. Not heaven itself upon the past has power, but what has been, and I have had my hour. Wrote John Dryden, translating an ode from Book 3 by Horace. The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. and by constant contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hey, here's a note. If you are in a band or thinking about being in a band, our annual talent show is coming up on A Prairie Home Companion, and this year we're going to have a contest between bands. It's the Battle of the Bands, and it's going to take place in Newark, New Jersey, on our April 17th broadcast. A band got more than three members. Well, at least three members. No limit on how many you can have, but at least you got to have three. All musical genres are welcome. Don't have to sing. Can if you want. The whole contest is based on your band's ability to get people up out of their seats and on their feet and dancing. We have to get a submission from you by Monday, March the 8th. You can send it in by CD or MP3 or anything you like, email attachment or whatever. And all of the bands who are chosen to appear on that April 17th broadcast in Newark, New Jersey, will receive round-trip airfare and hotel accommodations for April 16th and 17th in beautiful Newark, New Jersey. Digital CDs, if you send in a CD, send it to Battle of the Band Submissions, a PHC 611 Frontenac Place, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55104. And to hear all of this again, you can visit our website, www.prairiehome.org. Battle of the Bands.